If someone offers you a favor, you know, and you don't want them to do it, you might say, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be what?
Yeah.
Would you ever say beholden to you?
No, don't be beholden to it. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing?
Yeah.
And I might ask you if you could say build a fence and you wanted to tell me that yes, you might say, sure,
I'll build it.
Mm-hmm. You can build
it.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Okay. Ask you about some of the kind of animals around here. We talked about some of them, talking a few more, especially birds and so forth. The kind of bird that can see in the dark, what kind of animal is that? What kind of bird can...
What, talking about a lightning bug?
Your bird, the kind of bird that can see at night. Or the one that's supposed to be real wise, big one, that makes a whoo sound, what's that?
Oh, owl.
Mm-hmm. What kind of...
It's an owl and a hawk.
What are the different kinds of owls you have around here? You have more than one kind?
Yeah, I have a horn owl, they call it. And that was quink owl. That's them little billy owls. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, the kind of bird that might start knocking holes in trees.
Peckerwood.
Mm-hmm, peckerwood.
Yeah.
And let's see, what else? Would you ever call all the little animals, especially the kind that get in and eat chickens, a name for all of them together? What would you call them?
Little hawk.
Yeah.
And they call them a little dilly hawk. Mm-hmm.
You ever use the word varmint? Flying animals and varmints?
Vomit, yeah.
That's just little animals that...
Yeah, that's something that little animals would go and like a possum. Mm-hmm. Fox, thing like that, a mink. Now, fox, he eats the chicken. Mm-hmm. Possum eats the chicken, but a mate, he just kills him and gets the blood. That's all he wants.
Okay. What kind of fish do you have around here?
Well, we have mullets, mm-hmm. hardtails, mm-hmm. White trout, they call them.
Uh-huh. What kind of seafood do you like?
Sea.
What kind of, salt water?
Saltwater fish?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's one of these big...
Mm-hmm. You eat the little things that come in shells and pearls supposed to come in.
Yeah, that's a...
You can't eat them if a mutt's got an R in it.
Yeah, let's see. That's what they have.
Because, and there's another one. It looks like a crawfish.
Yeah.
It's, what do you call that?
Crab. Mm-hmm. Crab and swim.
Mm-hmm. And then the one that's in the shell, what do you
got? Oyster.
Yeah, oyster.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. You know that old legend about you can't eat an oyster if a month doesn't have an R in it, don't you?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard the one about when's the first time you're supposed to eat watermelon during the year? Have you heard that?
No, but anyhow, this starts in June. It starts in June.
Yeah, they used to tell us you're not supposed to eat watermelon before July the 4th.
July the 4th. I ate one in June, mm-hmm. and it made me sick. Oh. And I've been waiting to July ever since. Mm-hmm. July the... Yeah, I don't want no watermelon until June 4th.
I guess that may be true. Maybe
that. But see, now here's the thing about it. Mm-hmm. Anything planted early, it's solar. Mm-hmm. And fertilized high. And if your system won't take it, it'll make you sick.
Yeah, I see what you're talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, now you got so much, you got something in there that'll throw off all you eat.
Mm-hmm.
But if it don't throw it off now, it's going to throw you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Yes, sir, it's going to throw you.
Mm-hmm. What's the kind of little animal, little small thing around the swamps at night, you hear it making noises? It makes a... ribbit, that kind of noise like that. You hear them down at the pond.
Bullfrog.
Mm-hmm. What kind
of... It's a bullfrog.
Mm-hmm.